great. So thank you all for coming to the next Rav Kook Havra. So this is going to be Eretz Yisrael part two. So last week, we started off with a sentence from Rav Kook that Eretz Yisrael has two basic qualities. Number one, it's Kishura v'Kesher Chayim im Ha'uma. There's some type of deep connection between Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael. Last week, we tried to elaborate about how that connection manifests itself and what it means. And this week, it's sort of hard to distinguish between the two, but we're going to focus more on the qualities of Eretz Yisrael per se. What makes Eretz Yisrael a special place, and how does it fit into Rav Kook's general theories about life, the universe, and everything? So the first aspect we're going to discuss is something which you would somewhat intuit if you were trying to imagine what Rav Kook would say about Eretz Yisrael. Basically, it's a very spiritual place. So here's the first piece. It says, Hatimiyon shel Eretz Yisrael hutzalo uvaror. The imagination, the koach of imagination in Eretz Yisrael, is something that's very clear. Naki v'tahar, it's pure and it's clear. Mesugal l'ofat ha'emet ha'loket. It's something that is able to attract the revelation of God. Albashat ha'chevet samromam, ha'nisgav shal magamah ha'diyalat asher be'olyonot ha'kodesh, v'chal nasvarat nivu'av orotah. Dot, dot, dot. Eretz Yisrael is a place where one's imaginative faculties are able to be employed in a purer and cleaner way, and therefore it's a place where Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah are able to be shorah. There's a connection in the Rishonim between people's Koach HaMadama, between their imaginative faculties, and Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is playing off of that. Lavakat Ruach HaKodesh v'Zaharav. Basically, Eretz Yisrael is a place where your imaginative faculties are clearer or more pure. You're more in a direct line with Hashem, and therefore it's a place where you can get Nevuah. Adimiyon shel Asher be'Eretz Ha'amim Achorhu. But this imaginative faculty in non-Jewish lands, Chutz La'aretz, is murky, it's dirty. Muvav b'machshakim. It's mixed in with darkness, but so late tuma b'zihum. Lo yikol l'tnaseilim urmei kodesh, v'lihal v'yot basis v'shifat ha'ora lo'kit v'metzalad v'kol shifut ha'olim v'tzimetzrayim. This dimion in Chutz La'aretz cannot be the basis for Ruach HaKodesh ha'nevuah. And mitok sh'aseilo v'dimion achuzim zevozeh. So what's the upshot for us, normal people who aren't Nevi'im? Because one's rational faculties and imaginative faculties are connected, and because the imaginative faculty is purer in Eretz Yisrael, you're more directly connected to Hashem and all these supernatural things, therefore even just your regular Seichel Yashar, your regular rational faculty, works better in Eretz Yisrael. Great. But what's the eco difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Eretz Yisrael is more of a spiritual place. You're more directly connected with Hashem, and therefore it's a place that's ra'i for Nebuah. The next piece in Shemona Kvatzim makes the same point. There are numerous pieces that speak this out. Point A. The lack of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah that exists in Am Yisrael nowadays isn't just some lack of perfection, but it's something really wrong with the current situation. Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah is something that's supposed to be an inherent part of Jewish life. In Eretz Yisrael, it's so much exponentially more of a problem. And at the end of times, it's definitely going to be cured. Again, this piece speaks out the fact that Eretz Yisrael is a place of Nevuah, a place of Ruach HaKodesh, and a place where you're more attuned to spirituality. Great. And that's what you would expect if you were trying to imagine what our book would say about Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Ariel.
He uses the term Eretz Ahali instead of Kotharetz.
That's quite true.
Does he assume that, I'm not sure the point of his use is Kotharetz or not. But I'm saying, based on what he said before, the connection between Kaiso is the Shaman and Eretz Yisrael. So that would be expansive as well, meaning if we could, are they Kibush Amri? Had that expense. And then with Mamashiach, when essentially Klaus will be ruled in the Avon, we sort of attain our correct place. So that in some ways,
he has a piece where he says that in the end of times, the entirety of the world is going to attain some of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is going to attain some of the Kedushas Yerushalayim, and everything is going to go up one level.
But he connects that to Kibush Avon, or is
he connects it to the end of times. As you probably know, how much you could expand Kedushas and Kedushas are Yisrael. Before we go, there seems to be two dinim. Kedushas Ashkina is not expandable. Kedushas Mitzvos is expandable. So there's Yesh Yesh.
He's pushing even into Kedushas Ashkina, though. Why would it be?
Well, there's one more piece. You look in over at the Eretz Yisrael Parag Vav, where he says that if you got your Nivu in Eretz Yisrael, then you go into Chatzar, it's Nimshach after you, and therefore you could continue to get Nivu in Chatzar. So, it's basically the reiterating the Gemara. But it's a similar idea, I guess, that the Koach could extend the Chatzar. We'll see that in a second in terms of other aspects.
Yeah. So, in terms of Chalamot, does it also apply to a more spiritual?
I assume Rav Kook would connect the issues, but I don't know of a specific place where he does. Right, so that's one poll. The next phase is something we saw in the first semester. I'm going to come back at it from a different angle. This is a piece in Orat HaTzviya. HaKedusha Shebeteva, HaKedusha Te'aret Yisrael. The Kedusha of nature, the natural world, is Kedusha Te'aret Yisrael. It's something we discussed last semester, that in Chutz La'aretz, the spiritual realm is sort of narrowed to things that are just spiritual. The Torah, Tefillah, Mitzvot, things of that sort. In Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is able to be expanded to include the natural world, to include physical elements. This Kedusha, this pure form of Kedusha in Chutz La'aretz, is not complete. It has to be swallowed up or included in this Kedusha Sateva. That the meaning of the Gemara that says that the shuls and Bati Medrash of Chutz La'aretz are going to be supplanted to Eretz Yisrael in the end of times is that all this pure form of spirituality, Torah, Tefillah, Mitzvot, and Chutz La'aretz, has to be connected to the Kedushas Aretz. What is Kedushas Aretz? Take the word literally. The Kedusha of the land, the Kedusha of nature itself. And then the Kedusha is going to expand from just the realm of spirituality, of Torah, Tefillah, in the most narrowest sense, to include the physical world. So, on the one hand, we have Eretz Yisrael as being a super spiritual place, a place of Ruach HaKodesh, a place of Nevuah, a place where you're more attuned to the spiritual revelation of God. And the other extreme, Eretz Yisrael is also a place which expresses Kedushas HaTeva, a place where the physical world itself becomes Kadosh. We'll tie things in a second. There's another piece that expresses, yeah.
The key with the book's talking about the Kedushas HaTeva, is that similar to like the Hagdah we made last week, so that it could be not only geographic, but more of the, let's say, the idea?
The next piece he's going to extend it. Whenever we'll read the next piece inside, and I'll try to explain at least the way I understand it. This is a fascinating piece, I just put it in more for the fascination. HaMachal Shal Eretz Yisrael Mekadesh Bifni Miyuto V'inu Magashim Bekitzan Miyuto. The food of Eretz Yisrael is Mekadesh on the inside. It only adds physicality externally, on the outside. But when you're Chutz La'aretz, you have to sort of be wary of eating too much. If you're in Chutz La'aretz and you're Mitzapel Yeshua, you're Mitzapel Eretz Yisrael, so then that the food in Chutz La'aretz could also attain somewhat of that spiritual status. That's why we mention on our Bavel, Shir Malos, by every meal, to remind ourselves of Eretz Yisrael, to allow the food to attain a higher level of spirituality. When you're Mitzapah Yeshua, you're Mitzapah for Eretz Yisrael, immediately after eating the food, even if you're in Chutz La'aretz, Osanta Karov the Eloi Shel Eretz Yisrael. You can have some type of in-between status. You can raise the level of spirituality of the food to a degree. And then he says, and our situation in Eretz Yisrael isn't ideal nowadays either. Gam Eretz Yisrael, Lifnayit Ma'atut HaKedusha, Shalayde HaKorban, Yishak Shema, Lifya Erech, B'ma'akal, Sholel Mitzrachena, Adeit Tzipiata Yeshua, Muvatet V'mizmorim Ha'amurim. even in Eretz Israel nowadays, the situation isn't ideal. That's why even in Eretz Israel, you should say on Aras Mabel, or you should say Shir HaMalos, just to follow the thought through. But this piece is more of a specific manifestation of the general idea in the previous piece. HaKadusha Shebeteva, Hi Kadusha Aretz Israel. Food is something that's physical. Chutz Aretz, you have to be wary of food. Too much indulgence is going to be bad. It's going to be Megashem, even in the Pnimius of a person. In Eretz Israel, in the ideal state, that doesn't happen. If you indulge yourself with food, and because the Kedushas Eretz Israel is Kedushas Shebeteva, you're only going to attain spirituality and not become more mired in physicality. Great. So, all right, so in terms of your point, in terms of being out of Eretz Israel, but having the idea, so he says that it's going to be Karov Le'iloi Shar Eretz Israel, but not fully there, in some type of in-between status. Another manifestation of this idea is not just the pure physical world, meaning Teva, nature, and food, which is like a real physical object, but also more mundane, practical elements become Kadosh in Eretz Israel. And this is in this piece in the Orach Tzvi. It says, Ha'itkabrotem l'kanit ha'alyona, u'mekazeket et ha'tkanim ma'asiyem, u'mekabaret et ha'itan yunut, v'olam u'v'chayim ha'kol asher ba'am. Higher levels of spirituality cause physical or practical content to be strengthened and causes one to become more interested in things that are occurring in this world. And you would think it's the opposite. You think the higher level of spirituality you attain, the more distant you are from technical, mundane matters. But he says, Rak bizman ha-korban b'karov lo, shechel yisra elin atak mi admato, that only in the time period of the Korban, in the time period of Galus, is there a time when people who are more and more spiritual remove themselves from this world more and more. When the time of Geula returns, meaning part of it is time period, part of it is the land. But once you're back in Eretz Israel, you're trying to rebuild a nation in time period of Geula, so things that seem mundane and practical, social arrangements or political arrangements, meaning creating the infrastructure for a country, those things become Gufei Torah. The more these physical, mundane, practical, technical elements are strengthened and widened and understood properly, so then more Ruach Hashem is going to be spread out across the world. And Or Yisrael is going to be able to be extended. So what we have up until now is that, on the one hand, Eretz Israel is this spiritual place, it's this place of Nevuah Ruach HaKodesh. On the other hand, the physical world and practical mundane matters also attain a certain element of Kedusha. Not a stira per se, but two different elements. I'm going to see the same thing occur, not in terms of the content of the Kedusha, but the effect the land has on people. This piece is Eretz HaKodesh Dalet. It's about the effect Eretz Israel has on tzaddikim. It says, Hamakshavot shal tzaddikim, marbei shalom ba'olam, hamadabrim tov akol b'riya, him devasimot et neshamot kulan. The thoughts of tzaddikim, who are marbei shalom, who should try to find good in everybody, people are matzdikei rabim, so they help out the world. Him devasimot et neshamot kulan. Why? Was there somehow or other connected with everybody? Rav Kook believed in the idea of a tzaddik in the Hasidic sense. That tzaddikim are neshamos that are connected with other people. And therefore, when tzaddikim think good about people, people are helped out. When the tzaddik thinks about other people, that's just a reflection of some type of deep connection he has with all of his people.
And
And these good thoughts that the tzaddikim, whose neshamas are connected with other people and everything else, think is going to brighten up the world. And Cook says this in a couple of different places, that one of the roles of tzaddikim is to just think good thoughts about people, and that's going to have a real effect on those people. Great. Everything gets better, and the people who are closest to the tzaddikim are elevated even more. Great. So that's just in terms of a regular role of a tzaddik in the eyes of Rav Kook. Lumimila, move on. It's just obvious. Fine, they help out the Am Yisrael the most. Where does this koach of these tzaddikim to think good thoughts about people and spread the goodness to the rest of the world stem from? It stems from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael allows for this connection between different people. So we'll get back to the last line in a second, but just to focus on one aspect of this piece for now, Rav Kook is saying that tzaddikim do this thing. Tzaddikim have a certain tafkid, they're supposed to spread goodness throughout the world. Great. So tzaddikim are tzaddikim. But where do these tzaddikim draw their koach from? From Eretz Yisrael. I mean, Eretz Yisrael is a place that's especially attuned for tzaddik elyon, for people who have a certain level of ruchnius, people who have a certain level of kedusha. Their kedusha is more manifest, more attuned, stems from, is connected to kedusha Saaretz. Great. So it's parallel to the first thing we saw. Eretz Yisrael is a place in Nevuah, a place of Ruach HaKodesh. Eretz Yisrael is a place that allows tzaddikim to do their work. Great. But again, just like we saw, that Eretz Yisrael is a place of Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, but also a place where physicality attains importance. The same thing happens in terms of people. It's a place for tzaddikim and tzaddikei elyon and ruchnistika people to do whatever they have to do. And it's also a place where Rishayim and not such nice people attain their proper status as well. So this is a piece in Olat Riya. It's in the Siddur. It's coming off the pasuk, which in the parashat Tzalon, "Vayak ki viyaka Hashem al haaretz hakanani, kasher nishbalach v'avosaka misan alach." So your Hashem's going to bring you to Eretz Canaan that He swore to you and to your fathers, and He's going to give it to you, and then all these things are going to happen. Great. So Rav Kook is sort of he's not bothered with the question, but he's commenting on the repetition in the pasuk that it refers to Eretz Israel as Eretz Canaani, and also the land which Hashem swore to give to our fathers, which He actually ended up giving to us. So there are different elements that describe Eretz Israel in this pasuk. So Rav Kook says, Eretz Yisrael, Yishla Skulot HaChiyot HaElyonot, it has some type of divine life force. Sheyisol HaKedusha Yoter Elyonam Etgaleh BaOlam, of the type of spirituality that's able to be revealed in this world. What is that spirituality? What is that koach? Sheyish V'Kochal Nafek HaTotokan HaYoter Ra V'Yoter M'Kochal V'Lotovav Nevraka. It's able to transform the most devious, the worst forces in the world, the things of Kedusha. Lefikach Shima Aretz Kanaan. That's why the Torah keeps on referring to Eretz Kanaan as Eretz Kanaan, the land of Kanaan. Ha'ishan kukal v'amakulal. Otzara kiyor v'zuama v'shifut ha'noshit. V'chol eila n'tiyot ha'shifut n'atu v'noshiyot. V'nei shiyish otzara chayim na'aleh ma'od g'nuzba dafka otzara shifut v'nei choshech. Canaan represents all the bad things in this world. The few things we know about Canaan from the Chumash is that he wasn't such a nice person. It seems like he helped out Cham and whatever Cham did. He got cursed. And the people of Canaan do tuevos of Hashem. They aren't the nicest people in the world. But the Torah still constantly refers to Eretz Israel, which is the most spiritual place, as Eretz Canaan, the land belonging to these people. Because these people are working with certain forces. Certain forces that they are using negatively, certain characteristics. Eretz Yisrael has the ability to take those characteristics that were being used negatively by the people of Canaan and transform them to good. So that's what Rav about to say. Raha kohan na'aleh, nubiya yisod ha'raha yuna, yisod shvuat olamei medvar Hashem, mutva peskulat eretz ha'pnimit, halul litzkalot raka yidei am Hashem, so So only through Eretz Yisrael, and through Am Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael, and through all the generations of Am Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael, could these negative kolkos be transformed to become positive kolkos. And that's where Kook reads the pasuk, that initially it was Eretz Kanaan. But why is it still being referred to as Eretz Kanaan? Because those negative characteristics that Kanaan used to do bad things in the land, when Hashem gave Eretz Israel to Am Yisrael from the Avos all the way down throughout all the generations, that's going to allow even Eretz Kanaani, even those negative characteristics, to be viewed in a more positive light. So, not only is Eretz Yisrael the place for spiritual people and for tzaddikim, it's also the place where the Rishayim, where Kanaan, are able to somehow or other be transformed or be viewed in a different perspective and be saved. So what we've been seeing is that Eretz Yisrael is sort of the place where the theme of Kodesh V'chol, the theme developed over the course of the first semester of the Achdos of Hashem, is most manifest. The idea, in short, is that everything in the world is a manifestation of God, and therefore good things are a manifestation of God, and things that seem bad are also a manifestation of God, and therefore even the bad negative things of the world, in the physicality, the bad people, all have their proper place, all have their spark of Kedusha, which is usually, generally speaking, not so manifest. Eretz Yisrael is a place where it's sort of a kol el hakol. Well, on the one hand, the most spiritual things in the world become more manifest, but also the worst things in the world are able to be seen in the proper light, in the light of Kedusha, and you're able to see their positive spark as well.
Yeah. So then you could ask why Hashem chose specifically the call to be the leaders or the
meaning, I think this idea explains why Rav Kook was pro-Zionism to a degree, meaning the physical rebuilding of the land. In terms of why it had to dafka be started with people who weren't from, so Rav Kook has a theory about that, but it may not necessarily be so connected to this idea. Yeah. But in terms of viewing that in a positive light, that definitely flows from these ideas. In terms of why dafka had to be done that in that order, first the non-from, and then the from, is something that Rav Kook does deal with, but I think in a slightly different way. And just two pieces that sort of reflect, that sort of show how Eretz Yisrael is the land of Achdos Hashem. So one is one sentence which is admittedly taken out of context by Ma'amar Hador. Ma'amar Hador is something which we're probably going to return to more when we deal with Am Yisrael and Zionism and things of that sort. Basically describing the problem of the generation gap. You have the older generation, European generation, who are Shomer Torah Mitzvos, and they're living life the way they always live life. And then you have the younger generation, who have got full of all these great ideals and values, nationalism, liberalism, humanism, all these things, and they went off to Derech. And they're doing all these, you know, seemingly somewhat positive things in Eretz Israel. They're building up the land in a physical way. They're filled with all these great, you know, secular values, and the previous generation is just attacking them because they aren't being Shomer Torah Mitzvos. And you have this generation gap. Rav Kook tries to explain how he thinks it should be overcome. So just taking one sentence out of context in that general piece, he says this type of achdos, the bridging of the generation gap, requires Avir Eretz Yisrael to bridge the gap, to solve the problem. And the Eretz Yisrael is the land where basic Shemiras Torah Mitzvos could somehow or other be bridged or be connected with all these new up-and-coming know, values, if assuming you see the values in the proper light. So you see that Eretz Yisrael is this land of Akta, it's the land where things could be integrated, where things could be seen together. And this last piece sort of says the idea straight out. It's a piece I think which we've had in previous Makarva sheets. He says, "Kishanat kolut shala olam lufurad mitkaberet, alut kolut halyonash olam lufurad." When the revelation of the disparate world, meaning when you're seeing the world in more of a disparate way, each thing being disconnected from the other things, and you're not seeing things as being connected and integrated, hakamiyut mitkaberet al rokhniyot. So then, the physicality is trying to overcome the spirituality. Hatavat gufaniyot umdon tein az b'shirah b'shanah shel tokanot hakayim. Then what wins out? The physical is going to win out. Afilat olam rabahi kishashkafa sholam akutim etgaber. Sorry, afilat olam rabahi. Everything is dark. Kishashkafa sholam akutim etgaber. When you start seeing things as being integrated, as everything being a manifestation and permeation of divinity, asat shukav ruchaniyot shali shifot ha'dinot mitgaberot olam olek olek par. Then everything becomes more spiritually oriented. It was even the physical content of the world is seen in a spiritual light, and everything is getting better, and everybody's happy. So, Avir Darit Yisrael, Hu Amachkem. As Avir Darit Yisrael, that makes people smart. Hanotzeina Arab and Shemal Naskil and Tiso Shalom Bukai. It's Avir Darit Yisrael that allows people to view this world in a more united, unified way. Darit Yisrael Yom Kim Mi'or Chokma Yisraelit, and Mahuza Chayim Ruchaniyam and Yukadim Yisrael, and Ashkabam Tulam Chayim Yisraelim. In Eretz Yisrael, people are yonate. People are able to think from the essence of Jewishness, which we have to deal with when we deal with Am Yisrael. But here, how does Rav Kook define the essence of Jewishness, which is manifest in Eretz Yisrael? It's Hetzgabrut Shal Olam HaMuchad Al Olam HaMufurad. It's seeing the world in this more united, divinely permeated way, supposed to seem things as being distinct. And that's why Rav Kook was able to describe Eretz Yisrael both as a place of pure spirituality, Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, place of tzaddik, a place of its, that's fit for a tzaddik yalion, and also as a place where the physical world and the Rishayim are able to be viewed in a different light than they were in Galus and they were in Chutzaretz. Obviously with some hesitation, there has to be some type of boundaries and borders. But at least in a theoretical sense, you could view these things in a more positive light, and all of this is going to be able to take place in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Thank you.